seconds. KYW's Kim Jimenez reports the FBI arrested the alleged hacker behind the breach.
Investigators say Paige Thompson of Seattle worked for a cloud hosting company that Capital One was using, and she exploited a vulnerability in a firewall, so she got access to truckloads of information from credit card applications. Authorities say she had at her fingertips social security numbers, bank account info, addresses, credit scores, and more. Mark McCreary, the chief privacy officer with Philly-based law firm Fox Rothschild, says companies do background checks, but there's only so much they can do when someone goes rogue.
Until somebody actually gets caught doing one of these type of nefarious acts, you can't actually go by anything else in their background that's going to tell you that they're going to lead to this type of action or this type of compromise. It's a very difficult thing to predict.
Now, in this particular case, Capital One says the hack happened in March, but they didn't find out about it until a week and a half ago because of Thompson's loose lips. Officials say she had been chatting in some groups that she had access to the data, and so someone reported her to the FBI. Capital One is contacting everyone affected by this breach and will offer free credit monitoring and ID theft protection. Tim Jimenez, KYW News.